Coach's Insight programs, they continue here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. We continue to talk about the Atchison Phoenix, and we're joined now by voice coach, that is Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco Johns. Three straight wins for Atchison, including a win against Casey Harmon in Meadowlark Conference play this week, 86-47 the final. We'll dive into that game in a moment, Coach, but you know, we talked a couple weeks ago after the opener against a very good Junction City team. Your team has fought back with three straight wins. How have you assessed maybe the last week and a half, 2 weeks of your team?
Oh, I think we're starting to come together. I think I'm seeing progress. Definitely offensively, I think we're starting to click a little bit better. We're sharing the ball. We're more comfortable. You know, like I mentioned, we've changed a little bit of what we're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of that hiccup time, if you will, in which it's going to look stagnant and not go real well. But I think we're coming around.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week. You've had some players down, and you've kind of had to shuffle some things around. And at least for the game against Harmon on Tuesday, again, 86-47, that final, it seems like whatever you guys kind of changed or worked on a little bit, at least for that game, it looked like it showed a little bit.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it had to do, too, is I thought we were better defensively, especially early in the game. We got a lot of baskets in transition. So that piece of the game was really good for us. It's awfully tough to run against Junction City. They turn around and run it right back at you. I think we did a better job executing. We had a lot of guys open. I mean, we're just doing a better job of sharing the ball and finding the open guy.
You got a game on Friday against Sumner Academy, but do you already have kind of an idea or at least something set in terms of that extra practice time during the holiday break, certain things you're really looking at, or does some of it maybe depend on how the outcome of Friday's game goes?
Friday's game won't impact what we've got enough of a sample size to know what the things we need to work on. It certainly boils down to offensive execution. I think we got to be better on the boards, especially our own defensive boards. We have a tendency to lose our guy and not block out or hold the block out. So we're going to be doing a lot of those types of things. We still got to do a better job of seeing man, seeing ball at the same time when we're off the ball too. So there's plenty to work on, and boy, we're going to need to, because the schedule gets hot and heavy in January for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here as we move forward. Pat Battle joining us a couple more minutes, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco Johns. What can you tell us about Sumner Academy, your opponent on Friday?
They're good. They're fast. They play very up-tempo. It's going to be a track meet. I'm hoping we can slow that down a little bit. We'll probably have to do that with ourselves defensively. I don't necessarily want to slow us down offensively, but we got to try to find ways to slow them down, because they've got a lot of skilled kids, a lot of guys back. They also will run and trap and pressure the entire game. So there's a tendency to get frenetic, and we got to try to avoid not being frenetic against them. If we stay calm, we find the open guy, we're going to have a lot of good opportunities to score. And if we can survive their first two or three passes, you know, against their offense, then things kind of bog down for them. And I'm real confident that we can limit good shots for them. So, but they're good. They do a good job, and it's always a tough game for us just because of the style that they play. They really attack you, a lot of double teams, a lot of pressure. So.
Coach, we'll get you out of here on this, and we always appreciate it, as always, joining us each and every week. Obviously, the holidays coming up and Christmas next week. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, favorite Christmas movie. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'm just going to go old and traditional. I'll go with It's a Wonderful Life. We watch it every Christmas Eve, or at least I do, and that my kids now are kind of gotten old, so they go off and get on their phones and watch TikTok videos, I think. But I'll go with It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, you got to keep the traditions alive, so much respect for that. That's Pat Battle joining us here again, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco Johns. Phoenix have won three straight. They are 3-1. They'll get Sumner Academy on Friday night in the final game of the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, as always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate all you guys doing. Happy holidays to everyone.